Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me, and I have a little bit more I want to say. I'm through with the medical thing. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Thank you for listening to that. I've been wanting to get that off my chest for a long time. I want to completely change horses, though, for a minute and talk about something else. And this is something that has come to my attention recently from people who sell stuff in the 21st century. You know, I sell some stuff. I have books. I have a couple of books that we sell. But basically, I sell an intellectual property. I don't sell tangible assets. I sell an intangible asset. The ideas that I have and the ideas that we put forth on this show and the information that we provide through our website, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm really we have a media company. We're not really a distributor, for example, of hard goods. Like if you sell electrical supplies or industrial supplies or retail or wholesale or whatever it might be, a lot of people out there sell stuff. Most of you sell stuff, things that you can stack and can haul and you deliver. And so how do you manage, how do you reconcile all of that, the need to deliver your stuff? But yet you hear people saying that we live in the digital age. The digital age is not, you know, digital is not real. It's virtual. It's intangible. So are you out of step? Do you ever think, well, I sell stuff just like my father did, my grandfather did, or just like people did. I sell milk or soft drinks or bread or whatever it might be, shoes, clothes, just like people sold these things 100 years ago. So how do I reconcile that with the fact that I actually live, apparently, in the digital age? Well, here's how I think you do it. It's all about leverage, folks. It depends on what you leverage and how you leverage it. If you, in the old days, you know, 20 years ago, people, when they sold stuff, they kept lots of inventory. They kept it nearby. They kept it in their warehouse. And it was there just in case the customer needed it. And that was the right thing to do. That was the way you did it. And most of your capital was tied up in that inventory and in the ability to store that inventory and manage it and to get it out the door, whether it was on a truck or leaving under the customer's arm. And so you did it that way. Well, these days, in the 21st century, how you blend the fact that you sell tangible stuff with a digital age is instead of leveraging all that stuff under your own roof, you leverage it under someone else's roof by using technology. You use the intellectual property part of the digital age, and so instead of that inventory being under your roof, right there, you know, behind that wall to be available for your customer just in case. And I mean maybe a 3-month supply of that stuff. I don't mean that you shouldn't keep stuff for your customers to walk out the door with or to be able to be delivered today. But how much are you going to sell in the next week or two? How much do you need to keep in stock? You don't want to keep two, three months of stuff in stock, or even maybe even a month stuff in stock. You want to think about your inventory being available to your customers just in time, not just in case. And just in time could also mean that the customer will be happy, just as happy as they can be, if they have it tomorrow, not right now. And so what you've got to do, what we all have to do who sell hard goods of any kind, is we have to use the technological capabilities, the networks and the relationships and literally the hardware and the software and the connectivity to be able to access the inventory that you sell, the stuff that you sell, instantaneously get it moving toward you instantaneously from somebody else's warehouse. Use your capital in the digital age to build that kind of infrastructure, that kind of electronic and automated, computerized, internet-connected networking and capability to build, use your technology, leverage that in the 21st century to get the products moving quickly from wherever they are. They're not in your, they're not behind the wall behind your sales floor. They're in, they're 200 miles away in someone's big warehouse. People who are in the business of being, having big warehouses, they serve hundreds of customers, including you, in, by delivering big boxes of the stuff, not one at a time, like you do, let's say. So think about that. It's, the leveraging of technology in the digital age doesn't put you out of step if you're selling stuff. But if your stuff is in your warehouse month, 2-3 months at a time of inventory, and it's available to your customers just in case, that puts you out of step with the 21st century. If you can access it quickly, just in time for your customer, that's very much in the 21st century, and that's the way you need to be thinking about it. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back with our good friend, Sam Norwood.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.